You know, if you haven't checked out What Chaos yet, you oughta, because we've had all your favorite players on the show. I'm talking Seth Jones, Linus Solmark, Connor Bedard, whoever it may be.
We're live every day on YouTube at noon Eastern, but also available on all podcast platforms, including the one you're listening to right now.
We got guests, and yeah, we're also doing a bit of chit-chat, goofing around, laughing at what makes us laugh in hockey.
So regardless of how deep you are into your hockey fandom, come listen to What Chaos. We'll talk about your favorite team, we'll talk about your least favorite team, and everybody in between, and we're having a ton of fun doing it every single day, Monday through Thursday. It's What Chaos, presented by All City Network.
Are back in the losing column, which is what we're used to lately. Thank you all so much for tuning in to the PHNX Coyotes post-game show. Don't forget to hit that like button, subscribe wherever you get your podcasts. Leave us a five-star review. I'm Leah here with PD Craig and Danielle. How are we all feeling? Craig, I'll start with you.
I'd like to decline an answer. Okay,
that's fair enough. Pass. PD?
You know, I'm not as disappointed with this game as Craig was. Like, I think there was a flurry. If you take out a couple of dumb plays like this team continues to do, they actually competed and skated with one of the best teams in the Central Division for a long period of time.
Oh, you misunderstood my emotion, actually.
It was disinterest. I don't care.
Oh, okay. It's not you're disappointed.
I'm literally counting down the games.
Literally don't care.
Yeah.
13 do you think to go.
13 I bet to go. They are, too.
Probably.
And I bet you there's staff people that are, too.
I'll
tell you what, that first period, they start with the lead, they get that delayed penalty, give up the first goal, and then it just kind of fell apart.
Yeah. There it is. There's our game analysis. Thank you.
Good night, everybody.
Let's take a look at the numbers.
Chetsy, that's funny.
Presented by Desert Financial Credit Union, Arizona's number one credit union, named by Forbes. Shots on goal, Dallas 33, Arizona 25. Coyotes 0 for 1 on the power play, Stars 0 for 2. Faceoffs, pretty close. Shot attempts, Stars had 63, the Coyotes had 47. So I feel like, Petey, that's evidence to the statement you made that they...
Yeah, I thought there were moments where the Coyotes skated with this team. The thing for me, though, is, and I don't want to disappoint people that are watching, but that wasn't the best the Dallas Stars can play. Like, you saw glimpses and you go, oh, like, that team's kind of good. Like, they're fast, they're quick, they turn pucks over through the neutral zone, they attack the net hard. That's a skilled bunch. If Ottinger plays well, this is a team that you have to look at as being one of the teams that could come out of the West. And the Coyotes, I thought, skated with them at times. But like we've said over and over again, when Coyotes get in penalty trouble, and I know the first goal, they're not actually in the penalty box, but it's a delayed penalty in the Dallas Stars get an extra player on the ice for Stankoven's goal. But then the next two were just defensive mistakes. It was Durzi with a turnover behind his own net, and Brown, I don't know what the hell Josh Brown's doing in the neutral zone on the third goal. And those goals happen in a couple minutes. Game's over. And again, this team is not good enough to make mistakes. So it should be 1-1. Now it's 3-1 and the game's over. And you can't chase a game like this against a team like this. So I guess there were some bright spots, but I didn't see the bright individual spots like we've talked about. We're like Michelli, like he had one good pass.
That's why I wore the shirt tonight, but it obviously didn't manifest.
I thought Craig wore it because it's green and that's the Dallas Stars color.
Yeah, we thought because
it's
inspiring
and it's Michelli, and he didn't really show up tonight.
He didn't really.
But I like the chat.
Wait, is this a Dallas Stars show? Do we want to talk about Dallas Stars? Because I was thinking about how well this team scouts because they never have high draft picks. Somebody said it in the Discord tonight. It's been a really long time since Dallas was a bad team. They missed the playoffs some seasons, but even then, like they're in the 80-point range, something like that. They're not a horrible team. Like I think it's been since like the mid-90s when they were horrible. They never draft high. They got Miro Heiskanen at 3 because they moved up a little bit, but they never have top two picks either, and yet the Dallas Stars
are.
Top two? Yeah.
Buddy, they haven't picked. When's the last time they picked?
Heiskanen.
What number?
Heiskanen was a number 3.
What year?
Yeah.
2017.
Yeah.
Yeah, Dellandrea before that. Thomas Harley. Yeah, like they don't.
Riley 17 Tuff was a good draft, by the way, for the Dallas Stars. But
yeah,
look at how well this team scouts
Rupe
to remain
in the second round.
Remain as good as they are. They're a legitimate contender. Would you say that?
Yeah, I do. And it's funny because it's one of those teams that just kind of plays under the radar. I don't know if they don't get as much national TV love that you don't see the Dallas Stars talked about much. But I really like that team. I think they've got experienced veterans, and you saw Duchesne's playing extremely well. Sagan's playing well. Ben can play well for them, and they got the young players. Robertson is now wait, is he 24 and you think he's like 30? Like, and that Stankoven's playing well. I like
Joe
Dallas Stars.
There's always Joe Pa. But, 2017, they get Miro Heiskanen, they get Jake Ottinger, and they get Jason Robertson. Those are the first three picks in that draft. Number three overall, number 26 overall, number 39 overall. Not a bad draft.
A defenseman, a goalie, and a forward, and it sets them up.
That'll help.
Huh.
Yeah.
Huh. Well, and we're honestly hoping that's what Bill Armstrong's doing right now, and that he's drafting these guys that we're going to say back in 2033 at the new, I don't know, what is it going to be, PHNX Arena on the 101 in Scottsdale?
They're probably going to name it after us.
The Circle K Center.
It's a quick stop.
Forum.
I liked what was going around the Discord today.
What was that?
Since it's going to be across the freeway from Mayo.
Oh, yeah.
They're just naming it various condiments.
Mayo, yeah.
Get Heinz.
Hold the mayo.
Not Heinz is a sponsor.
They could be the ham
Hellman's,
and the mayo.
Hellman's could
How
be a
ham
sponsor.
Ham and mayo across the street from the ham arena and the mayo clinic.
I like Four Peaks Forum.
Yeah.
Okay, center.
But by the time they're there, hopefully we're saying this about, gosh, remember they got Logan Cooley in this round? Or remember where they got Michelli? And maybe it's, you know, Boot.
Even J.J. Mosher they're talking about tonight. Yeah. He was drafted 60th overall.
Yeah, so you hope that this is setting the table, but you have to start with you have to start somewhere. And we've seen the first 20-some years of the franchise, they decided to not do it the way the Dallas Stars did it.
Yeah, the Dallas Stars
also have
the Dallas Stars also have a Stanley Cup. So.
Yeah, they do. Yeah.
They do. That is a long time ago.
Ask
Sean DePaz.
Brett Hull was in the crease.
He was in the crease.
He was.
Yeah.
My parents were at that game.
Get out of here, really?
Yeah.
I watched it and I thought he was in the crease.
Sorry, Sean.
I digress.
But yeah, I guess Dallas is a team that you can look to as I feel like we talk a lot about the St. Louis Blues because the Bill Armstrong connection, and they are one of those teams that, you know, did it in an unconventional way. And I think Dallas is another one of those. So we'll be, you know, interested to follow their playoff run.
I just like the way they sustain success, right? And again, they had a stretch, maybe it was like five straight seasons actually, where they missed the playoffs, but they were never terrible. They were always around it. They've been in the playoffs most years that they've been since they moved from Minnesota. Sorry, Petey.
Yeah, that was a tough day for me.
Yeah,
watching Mike Madonna leave the state was very sad. But you look at what they've done, and you start to wonder teams like Vegas, who started to trade away their future, even Colorado, LA, some of these teams who trade away their future to win a cup, and you go, okay, Vegas, well, it's going to hit them eventually, and then it just doesn't because they just keep spending money. And you keep filling the problems with money. And you can do that. You can solve problems with money.
Yeah, you can go
way
over
the
cap.
You can solve with draft picks or money.
You can go way over the cap with LTIR.
You can.
Get creative.
So, yeah, you hope that the Coyotes can become one of these franchises that we're talking about. But what's sad, though, is after 23 years here in the Valley, they could have established that.
Yeah.
The OG's Oasis, Jeremiah said.
Ooh,
that could work.
Like that, too.
Might have to get you. Well, I'm going to need it just to go to those games.
We got to be approaching our 10-minute cutoff from Daniel.
Yeah, we're getting close.
Nice to
so let's talk about the two Coyotes goals tonight. Clayton Keller, his 28th of the season, notably his 60th point. There's 13 games to go. One of those things we were keeping our eye on this season is whether or not Clayton Keller could reach or tie or break the 86-point single season record. And at this point, it doesn't look like it's going to happen.
No,
which is a bummer.
No. It was a good goal by Keller. And it was a nice passing play by Nick Bukestad and Nick Schmaltz.
Yeah.
I thought Nick was back
in the lineup.
Yeah.
Yeah.
St. Nick and Nick. Yeah, it was great. I thought Keller got getting the puck on it, and he got it. Again, we talk about the quick release of Dylan Gunther. I thought that was a release by Keller that kind of fooled Ottinger. I don't think he was expecting it to come off Keller's stick the way it did. Keller releases it really quick. It's in the net before Ottinger even realizes it's by him. So it's great to see Keller get on the board. I still... And I don't know if I'm going to be in the I don't love Bukestad with those guys. And I thought I would because I love Nick Bukestad. I just don't know if I like him with those guys. I don't know if that's the fit. And the reason I say that is we talked about Michelli and the Michelli t-shirt today. I don't know this Michelli anymore. And I like Michelli and Kraus has already kind of disappeared for a while there. And I wouldn't mind seeing those guys back together. I think that's when they played their best hockey. So,
So
we'll see. And we're just waiting for maybe they'll draft a number one center. I don't know.
I mean,
it's hard to do.
There's so many options
Boyd
for the best center
Hayden's
right now.
Out. Who else is out? There's more than that. No, just Boyd and Hayden. It's hard to do.
Oi.
Yep.
Well,
yep.
Clayton Keller, he's not tonight's dog.
He's not?
Nope.
Because tonight's dog is John Leonard. John Leonard has that desert dog in him. He scores his first goal as a Coyote, first of the season, sixth career goal. Great to see John Leonard come up from Tucson and not only make an impact on the fourth line, but make an impact on the score sheet. So congrats to John Leonard. You have that desert dog in you.
Yeah, I thought he had a little bite to his game. I enjoyed watching the kid play. I don't mind his game at all. I mean, I don't know how high the bar is for John Leonard, but I think he skates well. I like him in that fourth line role right now, and until someone gets healthy.
Yeah, and then we'll get a chance to go watch him play in the playoffs in the AHL.
I hope so. I sure hope so. Played 68 games now, yeah. So he's been around for a couple of years. I like him. How old is he? 25.
Wow.
New Jersey kid.
There you go.
Older brother of Ryan Leonard of the 2023 NHL Draft. There went to the Washington Capitals. All right. Well, we will get a chance to see the Coyotes rematch the Dallas Stars this Sunday, March 24th, because we are doing our PHNX Coyotes takeover. There's still just one ticket remaining for the takeover. Please come.
Buy the ticket.
If you are worried about going to something alone, you're not going to be alone, because you're going to be with fellow Coyotes diehards. We're going to be there. It's going to be a blast. Join us. Get that last game ticket. And it also includes a ticket to the pregame party. You also could buy a ticket to the pregame party separately if you can't make the game or already have season tickets or just want to watch the game at Four Peaks. We're going to be at Four Peaks. There's going to be free food. You're going to get a drink. All of that's included with the pregame party tickets this Sunday, the 24th, at the Four Peaks 8th Street Pub. It's going to be a blast starting at 3 p.m. Hope to see everybody there. And again, if you are a diehard, you get a discounted ticket. So make sure you log into your account to buy your tickets.
You need to sell that last ticket. One of you needs to buy that ticket.
I know.
Just saying, one ticket.
Yes, and
just
Ethan's going to be there. Can't wait to meet Ethan. So excited. And I've been talking to, we have a watch along coming up in a couple weeks here, and we are going to do prize picks. Petey and I are going to do prize picks.
Yeah.
We're going to do more than or less than a series of picks in the game that we're watching, which is going to be fun. It's the Coyotes versus the Sharks on April 7th. So you just know that one's going to be a doozy. We need to do prize picks so we can be involved.
Remember when those games used to matter, Leah? Mm. When more than or less than goals with Joe Thornton, Pavelski? Not anymore.
I didn't have Prize Picks then, but now I do.
Now you do.
I was on Prize Picks tonight. They have a really cool promotion going on right now. There's a I don't know if you want to call it a boost or whatever, but for the women's March Madness tournament,
yes,
more than or less than Caitlin Clark, half a point.
Half a point. She might get that before the game starts. That's how good like Caitlin Clark is.
I think they give it to her automatically, don't they?
I think that's part of the league rules.
They're giving that away. So
So do it now.
All you have to do is put at least two picks together, choose more than or less than. It's so easy. Yes. You can do the women's tournament, the men's tournament, NHL, MLB, NBA, whatever it is, and you can win money. It's just that easy. Prize Picks is the largest daily fantasy sports platform in North America. They also make it super easy to deposit and withdraw. And right now they're offering a deposit match. This is what you're going to do. You're going to go to prizepicks.com/PHNX and use code PHNX for a first deposit match up to $100.
What?
That's prizepicks.com/PHNX and use code PHNX. Pick more, pick less. It's that easy.
And we've already talked about Four Peaks, and we're going to be there on Four Peaks on Sunday. Can't wait, because we're chicken tendies. Are you chicken tendies?
Big time.
Always.
I'm going to. I think I will. I did the flatbread once, but I'm going to go back. And you know what it is?
Try the dip, too.
It's also the fries.
Yeah,
the fries are good. The fries, we forget the fries. I haven't watched Four Peaks style. Oh, I think they're a little spicy.
You got to have some chewing gum because there's a lot of garlic
on it.
Chris introduced me.
I don't think it's appropriate before I go to the watch along. but definitely go to Four Peaks. And Four Peaks is the official beer of not only PHNX, it's also the official beer of Gerald Bourget's wedding. And it is also the official beer, and I can vouch for this, for Craig Morgan's St. Patrick's Day party. And boy, so they're the official sponsors, and Kilt Lifter is my official sponsor.
I think so.
And I think if they saw my performance that day, they'd be glad. They might disassociate themselves with me.
Sure. I don't know.
You drank responsibly. So.
I did. I did not drive. I'm over 21 and I drank responsibly.
And you had a DD.
And I had a great time drinking great beer, and the coolers were full of Four Peaks. And I tell you what, they've got a beer for every occasion, and it's hard to satisfy as many people as we had there. You have to have several kinds of different beers, and Four Peaks has a flavor for each of those desired palates. So visit fourpeaks.com/locator to find all your favorite beers and events. Check out at Four Peaks Brew or at Four Peaks Pub to keep up with the latest in Arizona's hometown brewery. You must be 21 years or older to drink Four Peaks, but please, please, please enjoy responsibly.
Leah, is there hope for a top five pick?
Is there hope?
Is there hope?
Yes.
There is.
I think there is.
Okay.
I think there is, and I think it's time, and we're bringing back a segment that we have not done in quite some time.
I wish we could play that music.
We can.
Okay.
It's time.
This music.
Okay. For the Upside Down standings.
You know what I meant. Stranger Things.
Oh, now here we go. Here we go.
It's time for the Upside Down. See, it's time for the Upside Down.
We need, yeah, we need creepy voices.
There we go. Yeah, keep the music going. All right. Well, after tonight's performance, the Coyotes, NHL.com, of course, hasn't updated the standings because they're awful. Oh, my goodness.
Still in sixth.
Yeah, they're still in sixth worst position right now. They just updated them. 1 point away from Ottawa, within three of Columbus. Those are really the only teams they can catch. We were talking about it while we were watching the game. Fourth is pretty much the highest they can finish. It's funny how I'm speaking. Fourth is the highest they can finish. Fourth worst is the lowest.
I'm okay with that. It puts them in range of the players. Look, we all hope that they get Macklin celebrating, but deep down we all know that that's not going to happen. So let's get one of those defensemen to come in here and join the fray.
I think, Craig, if you lock into that four spot and you're looking, we talked about celebrating and then another four quality defense. We got to pick on those first five. I think if you get fourth to last, it's the best opportunity this team's going to get, considering this team was a playoff team the first week of January, and now talking about fourth to last. You almost, as a Coyotes fan, and I know this is painful now, but it's almost the best of both worlds. You got to sit for the first half of the season almost to the All-Star break talking about playoffs, and now you get to go the second half of the season and talk about the tank. Like, honestly, that's moderately impressive that they're able to pull this off. I do think that one of those teams, either Ottawa or Columbus, is going to catch them. I really do. I think they're going to get fourth or fifth.
Well, the good thing about finishing fourth, if that happens, is you can't pick lower than sixth. So that's a position you want to be in, especially in this draft. We've heard it's top 10, 12 maybe heavy. If you finish fifth, you can't pick lower than seventh. And if you finish sixth, you can't pick lower than eighth. But the more you can contain yourself in those top six.
Look at that group of four defensemen.
Yeah, exactly.
Want to be in there.
That's where you want to be. And when you're in fourth, you have a 9.5% chance at the first overall pick.
Matter.
So,
we all know who's getting the pick. Like, let's call it. What is it? It's May 20th?
Chicago Blackhawks.
May 20th. Yeah.
I don't know. It's March 20th. Chicago's getting the pick.
Chicago Blackhawks.
It doesn't matter if they finish last.
I think they could give them the second pick to throw people off the scent.
I would mind.
Because they need a defense.
I wouldn't mind San Jose getting Celebrini.
Me either.
But let's see what happens.
You know what? And it's funny because we're just referenced San Jose and Joe Thornton and Pavelski and those, Logan Couture. They were good. They were a team that potentially Stanley Cup aspirations.
They were in the Stanley
Nabokov
Cup final.
And Nanette and Burns.
In 2017,
good team.
Yep.
They stink. I forget they're in the league. Yeah. Like, and I'm not joking about that. I forget they're in the league because I see them on, I change the channel. Like, I don't watch. Yeah. It's terrible, but it's true. And they were so good for so long.
Here's the thing, too. They got their centers. They've had their centers.
Yes.
They have. I mean, as long as Gary Bettman is defying the Board of Governors and doing this all on his own as a maverick, keeping the Coyotes in Arizona, at least that's the national perception, why not just go all the way and
fix it and
give the Coyotes Macklin Celebrini?
Let's put the tinfoil hats on, Craig. I think you're right. Gary Bettman, he waited and he could have pulled the strings on the Bedard one, but he said, let's wait until the auction and the draft are in the same month.
That might be it.
You want to get some buzz going in Arizona hockey? Well, let's tell you what. We'll announce a new arena, and then we're going to give a Macklin Celebrini buzz, buzz, buzz.
And who's definitely a center. Like, Bedard, you're still like, does he belong at center, or is he playing center because he doesn't have to do anything
there
defensively? And, you know, that plus minus that
Where
we talked about.
Where are our 10 plus? We need our 10 plus hats.
Here's the other thing to think about with Macklin Celebrini. After my conversation, which I shared with you guys, with Chris Peters, talking about Macklin Celebrini and his ceiling. This is Chris Peters. I'm not exaggerating when I say this. He is closer to Bedard than anyone will admit.
So this is it. I wish we would have brought the tinfoil hats out of storage because we haven't had them on all year.
No.
This is it. This is it. We put it all together. It's the arena. We're waiting for the arena announcement to get the number one pick.
This is it.
We
have to stop talking about it, though.
Oh. I thought we were supposed to start talking about
it. I just think
put it out into
the
universe.
Fact that we're so dismissive of it that it's going to happen.
Okay.
But I mean, there is something to manifesting.
Then.
We'll have to discuss our strategy.
Yeah, because it worked so well for me with this shirt.
Yeah, maybe
Shelby
not.
Likes it.
Maybe not. But Danielle, let's do our tankathon simulation because we can see where the Coyotes are going to end up.
You guys can see.
Everyone gets a lovely view of our desktop for a second. All right, Danielle, let's simulate the lottery. Coyotes win!
I tell you what, this is
go!
It. It is it. That is our last show of the season. We will see you at the draft in the Sphere of Las Vegas. There it is. That was good for us at Game 6. For the 23-24 season. What did we just do? It is. I mean, I know we set the agenda, but that's it. We don't set the future, do we?
Yes, we do.
Maybe we do.
Wow.
That's Eklund celebrating. You're a Coyote.
Can you imagine the screams from the north of the border when Macklin celebrity?
It'll almost make it worth it.
Oh,
it
would, yeah, for sure. Oh, my God. That was unreal.
I love it.
Wow.
Let's go.
Okay.
Okay.
And right. Feeling better.
Yeah. Glove it.
You know, I didn't want to do this show earlier.
And now the vibes are high. Okay, wait. Can we do, Danielle, can we do a what bear are you right now check-in? I feel like we need
a what bear. Definitely changed. Yeah,
it's changed. So let's choose which one we were when we sat down to start the show and then which one we are now. If you're listening on audio, we've tweeted this graphic on our Twitter account at @PHNX_Coyotes, or you can run over to the PHNX Sports YouTube account. Everyone in the chat, let us know which Andre Tourney are you today? When we sat down for the show, and two, when that just happened.
Which do you think is the most disinterested there?
Yeah, it's either one or six. I was thinking six.
Yeah, that
disinterested?
Been,
yeah. I almost feel like two.
Yeah.
I think four is pretty disinterested.
There's
a lot of options here.
Yeah.
He has some good faces.
Yeah, four.
Craig
seven. Is a solid
four. I mean,
four.
He's literally
and,
yawning.
And who
seven.
Could blame him?
Craig is a solid four then.
Okay. Yeah.
And then I think we're all eights after
it's
that
an eight.
After winning
win.
The draft lottery.
Yeah, it's a draft lottery. And I think we've come to the bottom of it.
Yeah.
Like, that's it.
Wow.
I really believe
it's
this
up
is
to
it.
Us.
It is. It's up to
okay.
us.
Okay.
My crystals might
that.
Have to make
I wish
a return
we had arrived
appearance.
There, you know, a little earlier.
Harold's
ago,
a solid five.
All right.
I like five, too. Five was good.
People are saying four, and now they're eight. Love it. All right. Ogie said one through
one,
eight.
One had the hand covered over his face. So Ogie's right. I was leaning towards one like, oh my God, like I can do this again. Yeah, so maybe one day.
Justin said two. POV said nine. Love it. All right. Well, let's take a look at the Coyotes' upcoming schedule. Oh, Craig, we have to just point out once again the one-game road trip to Dallas. Just that makes no sense.
Oh, yeah.
But the Coyotes return home for their longest homestand of the season, face Seattle on Friday. The Stars again on Sunday. We'll be there. Can't wait. Columbus on Tuesday, Nashville on Thursday, and the Rangers on Saturday. Woo!
That's a lot of hockey games.
That's a lot of hockey games.
Yeah. The return of Joey Decord.
Are there wins in that?
Columbus?
Danielle, can you put that up one more time?
That's going to be a big tank game.
Huge game.
I just want to see this.
Huge game.
Seattle right now is not having the magical Cinderella season they were having a year ago.
No, they're not.
That team is beatable, but they still play extremely hard. So I don't know if that's going to be a win for the Oats. Dallas, I think, is going to come in here and trounce them again. I'm sorry. We'll be there, but we'll have a few drinks in us from Four Peaks, so it'll be fine.
Probably should have done that tonight, but.
Columbus might
such
be.
Such a big game. We should hype that game.
Yeah, I think that's a big game.
It's
yeah.
the Tank Bowl.
It is the Tank Bowl. And we'll get to see if Pete Blackburn can jump on board.
Well, remember how they said it was like the Oil Shark Bowl? Like, we need to come up with a nickname for that game. We'll get
Give us your best Discord
and we'll get
chat,
the what
right?
I will say this.
Either.
I don't know if people saw the schedule. That was on ESPN's schedule. It's a nationally broadcast game on ESPN.
And then they took it off.
And it is not. So they decided the Arizona Coyotes Columbus Blue Jackets was not the premier matchup. So they went to the Vancouver Canucks instead.
Paul said it's a 5-game homestand. Paul, it's actually a 7-game homestand. Yes. Then they play Vancouver and the Golden Knights.
Yeah, in April.
Seven.
And there's only after that. There's only one home
and
game
it's
left,
and it's the last.
The
game
last
of the
Edmonton.
Season.
So they have eight home games left, right? And my math is right. Seven in this, and then the very last game of the year is against who?
Edmonton.
Okay. Of those eight games, and we already threw Vegas and the Rangers are coming in, and Vancouver, and how many wins in those eight home games?
Two.
That'll get it done, I think, though.
Yeah, I do.
Especially if you can somehow lose to Jackets.
Columbus.
And
that's the one you have to lose.
That's an important loss.
Yeah, that's an important loss.
Yeah.
If I may interject.
Yes.
We have hit our 10-minute time limit.
Oh! Hey!
Thank you, Danielle,
Thank
for cutting
Danielle.
Us off.
Thank you, Danielle. All right.
Time is up. The only reason I asked that is because the
Mall
Magician. Petey's still talking,
the Mall Magician has... We got it.
Not a lot of opportunities.
So can we say?
He's still going.
He's got some tricks in the thing. Can we do the at the end of the season, like game 82, win, lose, or draw? Do we empty the tank, or do we empty the tank on the first day's show after? We'll see.
We'll consider. Anywho, Petey, my gas right now, I'm down to 110 miles. I know you would be very concerned.
Yep, quarter tank.
You are in my head always when
how much do you burn on a round trip here?
It's a 22-mile round trip for me.
So,
like, less than a tick.
You can finish out the week then.
Yeah.
On that tank easily.
Yeah.
Easily.
But with PD in my head, I start to put my eyes out for Circle K, and they are everywhere.
Yes.
There's one 2 minutes from here. There's one 2 minutes from my house. There's one every few minutes along the road. That's what I love about Circle K. They are everywhere. And not only that, I'm part of the inner circle, so I save money on gas. I always make sure I find Circle K's because I don't want to go anywhere else. I'm saving money on gas always. Plus, Circle K has the best snacks around. And everyone should know that by now.
I didn't have the chips today. That's why.
You didn't?
No, it was on me.
We'll have to try again Friday, see what happens.
I'll have the chips on Friday.
For the juju.
I promise.
Circle K, make sure when you stop to get gas, you also run in and grab their Circle K snacks. We can attest. They are incredible. And we can all attest as well. If you are not a member of the Inner Circle, you are missing out. So join the Inner Circle for free by downloading the Circle K app today. Terms and conditions apply at participating locations. Visit CircleK.com for details.
And one thing for our diehards with Circle K, I want somebody. So next time you fill up, I want you to at Petey in the Discord at how many miles you had left till empty.
Go low.
If your car does that. All cars do that, right?
Go low.
No.
Most cars do that.
My old car didn't.
Oh well, my car does. So at me,
Petey's car does. Yeah, so.
At me next time you get gas at a Circle K, at me what you let the tank get down to. Shelby, that is for you specifically. So make sure
if you want to stress Petey out, go low.
Yeah, fill up soon, and then while you're there, pick up some Arizona lottery tickets
because
they sell them. They do sell them, and they're the brand new game. And I love the new game because I love the tickets. Arizona Lottery is introducing a unique new ticket and promotion called Arizona Adventure, and three ways to play and win. We talk about it all the time. First, buy the tickets. Buy the scratcher tickets, the Arizona Adventure lottery tickets featuring three iconic landscapes. Pikachu Peak. Is that Pikachu?
Pikachu. Pikachu would
Pikachu.
Be
awesome.
They should have named it Pikachu Peak. That would have been much better.
Now, you laugh, but when I had a kid that was 10 years old and you're driving up and down, you go, Pikachu! And it's like, it's a thing.
Yes.
It's Pikachu. Okay. But I always get it mixed up. Monument Valley and Camelback Mountain. So buy the tickets. Second, just go to the places. Just go to the places from the website, azadventure.com. Just go to the places. And you don't have to buy anything. Just go there, log in, and hit the button, and you're registered to win. Or buy the tickets, register them online, and then you have a chance to win $1 million in cash and Arizona travel prizes. The Arizona Lottery is not just about playing games and winning prizes. It is also about giving back to the state and its communities. Visit azadventure.com for more information on how you can take an adventure for a chance to win $1 million in cash and Arizona travel prizes.
JJ said my dad won $1,000 off of scratch.
Seriously?
It's awesome.
There you go, buddy. Fantastic. I'm buying some. I won't buy them today because it's too late. It's approaching midnight.
It is approaching midnight.
It's approaching midnight. 8:11.
Before Danielle cut us off.
Oh, boy. All right. Well, let's... It's time, you guys. It's time.
Is it time?
It's time. Arena Talk! Craig, kick us off.
What do we have to talk about? There wasn't supposed to be anything to talk about today, was there?
Well, I guess there technically was.
Isn't there something to talk about? Wasn't there a date?
Yeah, there's... We thought the auction might be posted today, but that was okay because we got another surprise this morning. We got renderings.
You guys seen
the renderings?
The renderings?
The renderings.
The renderings.
I want to talk about these renderings.
Let's
what do we
want
to put up first?
Danielle,
should we put up the aerial shot first?
Yeah.
People are wondering what the heck this is.
I love the renderings. Oh my God, I love it.
Look at that. Look at
that. I love it.
Look at that.
Again, if you're listening on audio, you can go to Craig's Twitter at Craig S. Morgan. He tweeted these earlier today.
That is absolutely phenomenal looking. And that underhang? What is that underhang, Craig?
We're still there.
We're still there.
No. I just want to ask, like, this looks like it's an arena in the middle of nowhere, doesn't it?
It does. There's nothing there.
That's what everyone from out of town is telling me.
Nothing. Where's the flood? If you can't see on this picture, on the top, far top north of that, there's going to be they're building a dike and they're going to have, they're not going to allow any water coming down into this area.
Mm-hmm.
The Dutch boy.
Is it a dam? I mean, are they building an entire? I've heard they're going to build a dam and power the entire city.
They're actually putting
floodwaters.
They're actually putting beavers in there.
Do you know how close that is to that big power station? You've been up. You guys don't go up there. Right at the north end of that, there's a huge power station. Right. Huge.
For the people watching, they already know there's tons of stuff around this, right?
It's beautiful.
What's on the other side of the freeway from this?
The Mayo Clinic.
Yeah, that's right.
What's to the left of it?
Desert Ridge.
What's to the right of it? TPC.
Yeah, there's a few things.
TPC is a driver and an nine iron. From there.
Okay, yeah. This next picture I love.
But what's that underhang stuff? There's gonna be like, look at that wall.
Well, you'll get to it in a second. I really like the fact that it says Arizona on the side. That's right along the 101. You're driving by it, you know exactly what
like
it is.
The clean low lines. I'm a big architecture guy, and we should probably mention John Glenn at this point, who was tweeting about this, like ranking the various renderings. And there've been a lot of renderings. There've been even
so
more sites than there been renderings.
So many that you can rank the renderings.
These are my favorite renderings. Yeah.
As he asked Craig, where is Scottsdale Road? From that first picture, Scottsdale Road is the road running up and down on the right side of the building. It's the one running up and down.
Northwest corner.
The one at the bottom is the 101. The one on the right going up and down is Scottsdale Road.
Yeah, it's the northwest corner of those,
and
those two roads.
It's beautiful.
I'm going to read John Glenn's tweet because it's really good. And he's an architecture. And he talks about how it's proportionally very low slung with a long roof line. This responds well to a vast open desert landscape. It also doesn't try to overwhelm the landscape. It nicely nestled in there. Mm-hmm. The curvaceous roof line also reminds me of a desert. There appears to be a snaking circulation ramp along the exterior. And it's a desert hiking trail turned into architecture.
That's really good.
It's really cool that someone can see that.
It's beautiful. People have asked me, like, what's that second smaller circle? I think it's the practice ring.
Yeah, the community ring.
Yeah,
too,
the community
ring,
yeah.
So. I think it's beautiful. And my couple questions, somebody asked how close is the closest Circle K? It's two blocks north and on the east side of Scottsdale Road, right next to Discount Tire. But I wonder, and not to burst bubbles, but I know you're doing a deep dive into this, Craig, how close do renderings actually become the project?
No clue.
What I mean, like, how close do the pictures actually come?
I mean, we saw.
Oh, we haven't built one.
Do you remember the first renderings in Tempe? Not the Anthony LeBlanc renderings.
They're so different.
Completely different. Alex Morrell looked at it and said, that doesn't say Arizona. Yeah. So they went back to the drawing board. Now I'm guessing they got a little farther along the path here. And
I love this.
This is a good firm that they hired. I love these. I think these are fantastic. But yeah, we're probably going to see some changes.
Let's keep going.
Yeah, let's keep going because I think this interior
space is
so
ridiculous,
isn't it?
It reminds me, the screen on the ceiling reminds me of Fremont Street, in Vegas.
Yep.
But really cool, especially for Arizona, where sometimes you don't want to be exposed in the sun. Like,
yeah, and you're not part. That's not inside the arena portion.
No.
Like that's, so here's what my son said to me today when we were talking about this, because he saw the renderings. He lives right by there. Can't wait. Hopes this happens. But he said, can you imagine when this team is good enough to make the playoffs? Can you imagine the watch-alongs out there in the underhang part?
Wow,
they could show the game. They could show the games on the roof.
Look at a massive crowd.
He said it'd be unbelievable.
Well, but wait, there aren't enough fans in Arizona.
Oh, there's no fans here. Yeah.
They couldn't fill that.
That's the space I'm excited to see. And I'm hoping, you know, restaurants, some retail space in that underhang between the two arenas. I think it's brilliant. And even if it's 90 degrees or 120 or 60 and raining, you still want overhang.
Yeah.
I love it. I love it.
All right. This next picture we're going to look at is a rendering of what a suite would look like.
Not enough people mention this, because when I saw the suites, I was blown away by these suites. These are really cool. These are
very luxury.
Aren't they?
Yeah.
Well, they're very bright.
Yeah.
Don't
spill red wine on the carpet.
Usually those suites are very dark, dark woods.
I do wonder about the carpeting, if they're going to want that color carpeting, because that's going to be really tough to clean. It's going to be tough to clean that. But the sand color, I think, is really cool.
Yeah, it's great.
And again, it says desert to me.
Yep.
It definitely does. They stuck with their theme. Is that all we got? Oh, one more. Of course.
We have the bowl.
The interior. I think this is really cool. I really like the end that you definitely want a little bit of a smaller arena here, like a Winnipeg-esque size. I really like the size of this arena based on this rendering. I think it's really cool. I really like the end, probably the club area on that side. And I just think it's beautiful.
Somebody said online today, well, I think that'll be bad for acoustics because you want people up high in the end. Like, you don't know anything about the acoustics in this arena and what the plan is for them. So don't assume that. They've thought of that. I'm sure they've thought of that. And I really like that look.
I just think honestly, and I know it's an ambitious plan, and I know the surrounding, you know, infrastructure to this. It looks phenomenal, and I know we've seen so many renderings put up by the Coyotes over the last 25 years that some have been just squares with the word Arizona on them, and you're like, oh man, this one is actually.
You see the Los Arcos renderings?
I didn't. Okay. I mean, I'm sure I did at the time.
Yeah.
I don't think I ever have. By the way, Mark pointed out in the suite that. That was tile, not carpet. And now that I'm looking at the photo, it's definitely tile.
Oh, tile. Yeah. Fine.
It's definitely tile.
That's so good.
I'm going to need tile.
Last thing I want to say, and I know people are like, oh, you guys, the rah-rah team. Well, yeah, rah-rah team. This is phenomenal.
Yeah.
This is, and all I got to say is let's freaking hope so. Yeah. Let's hope this is what happens.
I mean, we're paid chills anyway, Petey, so.
Yeah, we work for the team, don't we?
Yeah, yeah.
No, but let's hope this happens. I'm excited about this project, and I'm as this moves forward. And we get the auction date, which could have been today, but it wasn't. Could be tomorrow, but it might not be. But eventually, they'll have an auction. And if they, if Morello wins this land and wins the auction and builds that in Northeast Phoenix near the TPC, like it's beautiful. Like I'm excited about it. And I just want the team to stay in Arizona, wherever it is. But that's a very ambitious. I hope this comes to fruition.
I said this today. In the Discord, I don't think enough people, and I'm not saying this is going to happen. We know the history, but Major Nelson was responding to me on this. As you get larger and larger in these land bids, you realize how rare the instance is where there are multiple bidders. I don't think people are thinking about that nearly enough. The possibility that there may be one bidder, that Alex Morello shows up and that's it. Unless there's some surprise bidder we don't know about.
Yeah, we'll see.
More on
we'll
that later.
See. More to come on that. But you're right. And then all of this talk that we've had about, does he have the money or he doesn't pay his bills or all of these narratives go away. Like all you got to
do,
it's not done yet. He has to write the check. Once he writes this check and he wins this auction, the ball's in his court.
Yeah, there's a window where he has to close it. Like people.
Yes.
Yeah, there's that. But.
Yeah, the ball's in his court. And hey, you want this team here? You sure shit want to win? All of these things he has said. Okay, middle of June, you can prove it.
Yep. If he wins the auction, I go back to, remember the situation in Tempe? Remember the city of Tempe vetted his finances and looked at it and said, yep, he's going to be able to do this. I don't see much different here.
No, I don't either.
If he gets the land.
Yep.
Yeah, I don't know what obstacles come. There won't be as many obstacles as there were in Tempe because you don't have the damn airport and you don't have a referendum.
Yeah.
You don't. Those two pieces are removed. Could there be others? Will there be union opposition? Probably.
Yeah, I think there's going to be obstacles because there always are something.
Like anybody can sue.
NIMBY's
can they block construction?
I don't know.
I'm not sure.
I don't know if there's going to be the major obstacles that we saw here in Tempe. Once June comes along, I'm so excited to see what direction this goes. And everybody's watching this in the world of hockey right now. And it's not just us. It's people north of the border. It's, people all around the hockey world watching to see if this can actually happen. I'm hopeful today, March 20th. I'm hopeful.
Danielle?
So I have a couple things I want to point out about the inside renderings. Okay. So my favorite part, one of my favorite parts is the native art behind the logo.
That's a good observation.
That's really cool.
Yeah,
that's really cool. But my favorite part, this is the Stanley Cup Finals.
Yeah. Oh, yes.
Stanley Cup Finals.
I like it.
Wow. I didn't.
Good
I can't
pickup.
See that far.
But good
they're
pickup,
big,
Danielle.
And I like
Look
it.
Good. Danielle.
All right. Thank you, Danielle, for pointing that out. All right. Well, let's wrap things up by taking a look at the punch card for tonight. Another X on game
red.
69.
Nice.
As Petey would say.
Daniel, bringing her A game
today.
Okay,
but look how close they are.
I cannot believe we're at this point of the season.
Line.
There's one line to go. It should be one complete line. Sean to pause. God, I don't know why we would do that.
Stressing about
we'll make now. Rows of 10 and then have two left over. It's just how you do everything. Rows of 10, two left over.
Okay.
Oh, okay. Well, the good news is we're getting close to the end. And then there's a lot more exciting things to talk about, hopefully. But with this huge homestand coming up, so many opportunities, if you're going to any of the games, to stop by Illegal Pete's before the game. And by the way, It's Wednesday night. If you're listening, Wednesday night or Thursday morning, you have just a few hours to join our bracket that we are partnered up with Illegal Pete's for. You can find the link on our social channels, PHNX_sports on Twitter and Instagram. But make sure you join the PHNX and Illegal Pete's Bracket Challenge for free, completely free to participate in. Prizes for the top three include diehard memberships, shirts, gift cards to the PHNX locker, and Illegal Pete's gift cards. Who doesn't want that? Check our socials for the link to sign up. And Illegal Pete's is here to bring you a win with their legendary soundcheck deal. Bring in your ticket stub from any ticketed event and get a draft beer or house margarita for a penny. How about that? Illegal Pete's wants to celebrate with you, whether it's a pregame or postgame party. They got you covered on all your game day needs. You must purchase an adult entree to redeem Illegal Pete's soundcheck deal. Illegal Pete's, your go-to spot for burritos, buddies, and beer.
And Leah, it's March Madness.
It is.
But you know what else it is? It's Gummy Madness.
Whoa.
Gummy Madness with OGs. It's Gummy Madness season. Follow along as 8 competing dispensaries put gummy versus gummy against each other each week in a bracket to determine a champion. Hmm. Vote for your favorite gummy as the winner, and you will receive a BOGO, buy one, get one offer. Follow along to see who wins. And where
That's
can
fun.
You get these? You can go to the East. Go to the East. You can go to the Mint, Zen Leaf, or Sticky Saguaro. And in the West, you got Jars, Ponderosa. Sorry, Ponderosa. They're high. They don't know anyway. Ponderosa, Valley of the Sun, The Giving Tree, and AZ Organics. So make sure you pick your favorite. I'm so excited about this. And again, another official sponsor of Craig Morgan's St. Patrick's Day Party.
Yes.
OGs.
Indeed.
Oh, my goodness. To learn more about OGs Gummies and where you can find them, head over to the OGsBrands.com. You must be 21 or over to enjoy these responsibly.
All right, you guys, anything else before we get out of here?
Well, I am going to go back to the hockey game just for 1 second, because I think we're a hockey show. I think they skated with one of the best teams in the Central Division for long stretches of this game. I just think it continues to be mistakes defensively, and the defensemen in particular, that create this team to have problems. And it's something that's going to have to change in the future. And not in the next 13 or 14 games. We don't care in those games. But something they're going to need to address by the time they come out of this rebuild and get into their new building at the Ham and Cheese, Hold the Mail. Ham and Cheese Center?
Could be.
But that's it for me today. And we'll just see. And I think it gives us something to look forward to when we get together on Sunday and talk about the Dallas Stars again. I think we should look at some of this stuff and see what they need to do better.
And when we see the Dallas Stars here in the Valley, we may see new dad Scott Wedgwood. Congratulations to the Wedgies on the imminent arrival. I'm not sure if it's happened yet, but it was
a little wedgie
apparently happening tonight, of a baby girl whose name will come after the arrival.
Stevie's always a good choice for a little girl.
Congratulations to the Wedgies.
Aw, that's awesome.
Yeah,
former
really cool.
Coyote goalie. Great guy too. We have a super chat from I'm Broke 101, and I think this might have been to the wrong show, because they said, I sent a personal mock draft on Instagram where the Vikings trade with Arizona. Would love some feedback on it. We will pass that along to the PHNX Cardinals crew. Make sure you tune in tomorrow at 4:30 p.m.
But I'm all in for Vikings trade. Trade up and get a quarterback. Vikings need to trade up and get a quarterback. Trade up and get a quarterback.
The Bears do that. The Bears have done that a few
times.
Trade
up and get a quarterback, because they're not going to take the receiver that they want here. So I'm trying for you.
PHNX Cardinals, 4:30, Monday through Friday on the PHNX Sports Channel.
4:30, Monday through Friday.
There you go.
But the Vikings are going to trade up, so you can still get the receiver later in the draft.
Okay.
All right. Well, everybody, thanks so much for tuning in, even when the Coyotes lose 5-2 on a Wednesday at 5 p.m. We appreciate you all. Be sure to hit the thumbs up button on this video before you head out, and be sure to check out your favorite audio podcasting platform, wherever you get your podcasts, and make sure you leave us a 5-star review there as well. Thanks so much again. You can follow us on Twitter at SPetersHockey, at Leah Merrill, at Craig S. Morgan, at Abrica Danielle. Follow the show on Twitter at PHNX_Coyotes. We will be live on Thursday at 2 p.m. We're going to have some fun. We're going to talk. We think we're going to have some fun. We're going to talk more arena, Coyotes, narratives.
We'll see what we talk. Let's see what happens in the morning.
We'll see what happens in the morning. But either way, tune in tomorrow at 2 p.m. Enjoy the rest of your Wednesday, everybody. And we will see you all tomorrow.